sent an order that all people in the countries under Roman rule must list their names in a register. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and all went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to a town of Bethlehem in Judah, known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and to whom he was now pregnant.
While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have a baby, and she gave birth to her first son. Because there were no more rooms in the inn, she wrapped the baby with pieces of cloth and laid him in the box where the animals are fed. That night, some shepherds were in the field nearby watching their sheep. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be great joy to all the people. Today your Saviour will be born in the town of David. He is Christ, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in the feeding box." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel praising God and saying, "Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace among the people who please God."
And which the Lord has told us about. So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a feeding box. When they had seen him, they told what the angels had said about the child. Everyone was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured these things and continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It had been just as the angel told them. A little bit special here. I wonder if any of the children at the back haven't seen it yet and would maybe like to. Now, children, listen up, because this is for you, not the grown-ups. Because today it's all about you, isn't it? Yeah? Okay, so listen to me very carefully. This is what we're going to do in a minute. Are you listening carefully? In a minute, a star is going to appear. And when the person who's carrying the scar taps your grown-up on the shoulder, you can walk down there and up here. You will be given a candle. Caven and Miriam will be standing over there. That's your cue, guys. Well done. Off you go. And they will give you a candle. What we're then going to do with the candles, we're going to come and put them here. And Jay's going to light them, and we're going to watch the light grow and grow and grow. Okay, so can we all be really quiet? And I'm going to ask the Trinity singers to come up very quietly. And they're going to sing to us as we do this. Okay, so you can wait in your seats until the lady with the star comes and taps you on the shoulder. Okay. We seem to have a shepherd come reindeer in the Trinity singers today, looking very dashing. Yeah, ha ha.
I said earlier that Christmas is often a really exciting time of year for so many people. It seems that for weeks or even months, we've been seeing Christmas lights going up outside people's homes. And some of the displays seem to get more and more exotic every year. If you go into schools, you see nativity plays and performances. Churches sing carol services. We gather around the Christmas crib, and we remember that we are here to worship Jesus, born as a tiny baby. And all of this is because we are celebrating God's plan for us. God loves us so much that he was prepared to give his only son, Jesus, to live as one of us, to grow up as a man, to take the weight of our sins and our burdens on himself on the cross, ultimately to die, but to rise again on that first Easter Sunday to show us the way to the Father. And we can place our faith in God. God will always hear us when we pray. We're quite used to celebrating the joys. We're sometimes too used to keeping the sorrows to ourselves. But this is a time of year when we can think about that relationship that we have with Jesus. We all encounter God in really different ways. Sometimes it's through the world around us. Sometimes it's through being in a church with other people. Sometimes it's just through singing those familiar Christmas carols. There are so many different ways that we reach out to God and God reaches out to us. And God reaches out to us in love. The love, as I said earlier, that was so strong that God could send his only son, Jesus, to us. So as we celebrate, let's pause and remember that Jesus is the reason why we're here. We are human beings created in love. We're all created as a gift from God. And so we offer ourselves this Christmas season as a gift back to God. So if you are able to share the good news of Jesus, and just remember as you gather tomorrow that Jesus is the reason behind Christmas. We're mirroring and we're sharing something of the love that God has for each one of us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.